nothing but love in that. Oh, nothing but love in that. Oh, nothing but love in that. Oh, where I'm bound. Oh, nothing but love. Oh, nothing but love. Well, nothing but in that land. Oh, where I, oh, nothing but peace in that. Oh, nothing but peace in that. Oh, nothing but peace in that land where I'm bound. Oh, nothing but peace. Oh, nothing but peace. Yes, nothing but peace in that land where I'm bound. Where I'm, well, don't you wanna go? Oh, don't you wanna go to that? Yes, don't you wanna to that land where I'm bound? Oh, don't you wanna go? Oh, don't you wanna go? Oh, don't you wanna go to that land where I'm bound? I wanna thank y'all for helping me to sing that song. That was a request. Dominique said, Brother Moss, will you do something for me? I said, what is it? He said, saying, don't you want to go to that land? Where I'm bound. Where I'm bound. I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, that too many people, even in the church, their God is too small. But the God that I worship is an awesome God. He is a magnificent God. He is a unique God. He's in a class all by himself. He is depicted as the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. To whom can we compare him? And who is like unto him? Let the whole earth be silent before him. Amen. You have your personal copy of the world's bestseller. I want to call your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians. The chapter is 2. And I want to read verses 1 through 4. I'm going to ask you to read this text after me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4. If you have it, say amen. Well, you don't have it. You didn't say nothing. Well, just say wait. All right. All right. All right. All right. Now, y'all better hurry up. I'm going to have to sing Dominique's song again if you don't hurry up. Have it, say amen. Amen. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power. I want to read verse 2 again. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Using that text, would you announce this subject with me? It's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Let's say it again. It's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Once again, it's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Thank you, Dominique. I hear you loud and clear over there. Amen. Man is a being that needs guidance. And two of the complementing truths of life are, ye shall know the truth, and of all you're getting, get understanding. These are complementing truths or complementary truths. Because if you know the truth, then you have understanding. The prophet Jeremiah said, the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. The wise Solomon said, of all thy getting, get understanding. And there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So people need guidance and directions. We all need guidance. We all need directions. We don't have all the answers, but we believe the answers are out there. We have to know where to go to get the right answers. We don't want to be looking for the right answers to life's questions in the wrong place. You're looking for the right thing in the wrong place. In the text read by Brother Wide so beautifully, King Nebuchadnezzar, the great potentate and king of Babylon, said that he was living in his house well and prospering in his palace. And he had a dream that appalled him. He had a dream where dread came upon him, had a dream where the visions in his head tormented him. He could not understand what those dreams meant. So by decree, he sent for all the wise men in Babylon. He sent for the magicians. He sent for the astrologers, those people who studied the planets and their connection to human behavior. He sent for the soothsayers, those individuals who claim they can predict the future. He sent for the Chaldeans, those individuals who claim that they could interpret dreams, but none of them could interpret his dreams. Therefore, he sent for Daniel, who was also called Belteshazzar, because he was convinced that there was a spirit of understanding, a spirit of wisdom in Daniel or Belteshazzar. But it wasn't Daniel. It was Daniel's connection with the God who knows everything and can explain everything. There is an omniscient and omnipotent God who knows everything. He can explain everything. There is no secret. There is no mystery so profound that God cannot unravel it or explain it. So because Daniel had a connection with this God, he was able to reveal to King Nebuchadnezzar the dream. The dream was a dream of judgment because Nebuchadnezzar had been lifted up in pride. And the Bible does teach us that whoever exalts himself, God will abase. And whoever humbles himself, God will exalt. There is a message from heaven. There's a message from hell. that's circulating in the real world. The message from heaven is an authoritative message. It is a message of truthfulness. It is a message that will turn your life around. It is a message that will save your soul. It is a message that will give you the abundant life and eternal life. But there's a message from hell too. And it's a message, it is a deceptive message and a destructive message. It has a threefold agenda: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. The message from heaven says, look to the cross. Value the cross. Embrace the blessings of the cross. The message from hell said, look to the stars. It's in the stars for your future, for your fortune, and for your destiny. But I'm saying your future, your fortune, and your destiny is not in the stars. It's in the cross. Some people think if they could figure out the stars, if they can unlock the secret of the stars, they can figure out what the future is going to be. They can figure out what their fortunes are going to be. They can figure out what their destiny is going to be. But I'm telling you, it's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Three things I want you to see in this message. Number one, I want you to see the stars, the cross. And the third point is your birthday really matters. Is that all right? The stars, the cross, and your birthday really matters. One thing the Bible is emphatic about, and that is all things were made by God, and without Him was not anything made that was made. On the fourth day of creation, God said, let there be lights in the firmament to divide the day from the night. And let these lights be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let these lights in the firmament give light upon the earth. And so the great God in His creative genius hung the sun and the moon on invisible hinges and flung the stars way out yonder like they were exquisite chandeliers in their silvery sockets. God controls the stars. Now we respect the signs of meteorology. That's a valuable science, the study of weather, of climate, atmosphere. And matter of fact, we appreciate the work that the people do in the meteorological community. They let you know the 20% chance of rain, let you know there was a threat of severe weather based on atmospheric pressures and other factors and features involved. So we appreciate that study. And also we learn from Genesis that God has a function of the stars. There's a function of the stars in the universe. Amen. In fact, in scripture we read about where wise men from the east saw the star of Jesus. When they saw the star, they were called magi or philosophers or even astrologers. When they saw the star, they came inquiring, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we've seen his star, we've come to worship him. Then that star that was born, it came set above them, and that star led them to the place where the Christ child lay. They were exceeding joyful. joyful and glad about that star. So that lets me know that the stars doesn't control God. God controls the stars. Is that all right? So it's not in the stars. It's in the cross. King Nebuchadnezzar was trying to get information, trying to get vital information. So he called in the magicians. He called in the astrologers. He called in the soothsayers. And none of them could help him. It was only a person who had the Spirit of God in him. Who really knows your future? I'm telling you, the only one who really knows your future and my future is God. Is that all right? So it's not in the stars. One thing we all need to do is keep our thinking clear. Work hard to keep your thoughts right. You get your thoughts right, you can get your life right. If your mind messed up, your life gonna be messed up. That right? That's why David said in Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So I need quality thinking. I need to do quality thoughts. Because we all can get off track. There is some thinking in this world that the answer to all of your deepest needs are in the stars. If you can figure out the secret of the stars, you can figure out the mysteries that's perplexing you in your life. If you can master the secret of the stars, then you can figure out what you need to do. One lady, she was supposed to be in a, she could tell the future and she couldn't tell. She was finna get by. Now, if you know everything, you all saw that coming. Is that all right? There was a song several years ago that reflects this kind of thinking by the Dramatics. I'm not going by the stars in the sky. I'm going by the stars in your eye. Sagittarius, Virgo, maybe Scorpio, I'm still in love with you. As sure as you were born, you may be Gemini, and even if you're Capricorn, I'm still not gonna let you go. I'm not going by the stars in the sky, Sister Johnson. They said, I'm going by the stars in your eye. Now, I must admit, that song got a nice beat. Come on, y'all. And the brother's doing a real good job of singing it. But it reflects a level of thinking that's not in line with Scripture. The most important thing for all of us is in the cross, which is my second point today. It's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Yes, Brother Wyatt, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork, but the heavens cannot teach me nor tell me to trust in the cross. The heavens can't tell me to trust in the finished work of Jesus on the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary. The heavens can't tell me that. So when the Apostle Paul came to Corinth, he was a globe-trotting apostle and a gospel preacher. When he arrived at Corinth, he had some vital information. And he said to him, first of all, he talked about what he didn't come to do. And he talked about his manner or method. He said, first of all, I didn't come here as a competing orator. I didn't come here to dazzle you with excellency of speech. I didn't come here to mesmerize you with my eloquence. He said, but I came to make one thing clear. I came to emphasize one thing. I came to make one thing sure. I came to burn one thing into your heart and in your mind. One thing I wanted you to understand. And that was Christ and him crucified. Not only does Corinth need to know what that means, we need to know. We need to know the message of Christ and him crucified. Why is that relevant? Why is it important that we teach Christ and him crucified? Why is it relevant that we teach about Christ being crucified? Is that really that important? Paul said, this is the most vital information I can share with you. One thing I really wanted to do, I wanted to make sure you understood the meaning of Christ and him crucified. That has to do with you. You're living in 2015, but I'm telling you, you may be looking to the stars, but you better be looking at the cross. Is that all right? Because he said, I wanted to help you to understand. I wanted to explain that there was a man named Jesus. But what he got to do with you, everything. Came into this world, lived a perfect life. Walk up and down the dusty streets of Palestine. Opening blinded eyes, making crippled legs walk. Twisted limbs, straightened at his touch. Took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and opened up a Captain D's. Walked on the water, spoke to the wind and the waves. Taught astonishing and authoritative doctrine. When he opened his mouth and talked, it was astonishing and astounding. I want to tell you that that man died. He died on a cross. Well, what has that got to do with you? Everything. I want to explain it to you because you're looking in the stars. You're trying to figure out your fortunes, your future, and your destiny by looking at the star. But I'm telling you, I want you to understand. I want to burn this into your heart. I want you to take this home, which I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it when you go to bed at night. I want you to think about it when you wake up in the morning. I want you to think about it when you're walking in the way. That Christ was crucified. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. I want to tell you about his stripes. Church, I need to tell you about his wounds. I want to tell you about his bruises. I want to tell you about his stripes. When you really can understand his message, is made clear in his mission. He said in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So why is it relevant to you? Because the message of Christ being crucified is a message or a word to the poor, the humble. The message of Christ is for the brokenhearted. You ever had your heart broken? If you haven't, just stay on the line. It will be. Just keep living. And you're going to feel, as Paul Lance Dunbar said, you'll cry out, a crust of bread and a corner to sleep in, a minute to smile, hour to weep in, a pint of joy to a peck of trouble, never to laugh and the moans come double, and that is life. You'll cry with Shakespeare, life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. You'll cry with Schopenhauer, life is an endless pain with a painful end. But when you see Christ and him crucified, it makes sense. But not only is it a word to the brokenhearted, it is a word of release to the captive. You might be strung out on dope, alcohol, a spending addiction, sexual addiction. It is a word of release to captives. You're hung out, strung out, put out, left out, knocked out. I'm telling you, it is a word of release to the captives. The recovering of sight. If you can't see clearly now, Johnny Nassar, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. All obstacles in my way. It's going to be cupcake, a bright. When you come to the cross, it'll be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Amen. And then the cross is a message of the acceptable year of the Lord. It's 2015. The cross still relevant. We're still talking about it. We're telling young men about the cross. We're telling young women about the cross. You're around here looking up at the stars. You're more concerned about your zodiac sign, what sign you were born under, and when you were born. You put more emphasis on that. Yeah, well, child, I'm cancer. Huh? What's that one? The bull, that's Taurus. I knew y'all knew. Amen. Aquarius, Sagittarius, Virgo, Libra, Cancer, Pisces. I get running on down, Sister Johnson. And I'm more concerned about when I was born and what sign I was born or what time I was born. I'm telling you, it's not in the stars. Is in the cross. Is that all right? You around here, if the horoscope said, and that's why they call it a horoscope. Oh, y'all better hear me. You around here reading the horoscope trying to figure out what you need to do. Instead of reading the greatest book on the planet, that David said is a lamp unto my feet. Great God Almighty is a light unto my path. It's like a seed that germinates. It's like a sword that penetrates. It's like a light that illuminates. It's like bread that invigorates. It's like water that stimulates. He's in a class all by himself, and they're around here stargazing. And I read something just the other day, Brother Erz. It said, if you wanna know your destiny, call the psychic hotline. Amen. And I can predict if you do, they're going to relieve you of your money. Look into the stars. And I'm saying you ought to be looking at the council. It's not in the stars. It's in the cross. And the cross ain't just for inside the church building. The church for outside. The cross is for outside the church building. The church, the cross just ain't for Sunday. The cross is for every day of the week. Is that all right? It's relevant every day of the week. God is saying, look to the cross. That's why Paul said, when I come here, I didn't want your faith to stand in the wisdom of men, but I wanted your faith to stand in the testimony of God. Come hell or high water, you ought to stay with the Lord. If everybody go crazy and lose their mind, stay with the Lord. Let your faith stand in the cross. And what it means. Finally, let me tell you this. Your birthday matters. Amen. I said your birthday matters. And sometimes we get more concerned about our physical birthday than we do other things. And now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not diminishing your birthday. It's the day of your birthday. Happy birthday. All right? And I pray to God you have what? Many, many more. But can we go deeper? There's another birthday you ought to be concerned about. One night in the coolness of the night, Nicodemus came to Jesus and said unto him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God, because no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus took this occasion and told him about another birthday. He said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. The most important birthday you will ever have is not when your mother gave you birth, when the Spirit of God gave you birth. Is that all right? And if you have been baptized into Christ, that was your birthday. Is that all right? For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. If you haven't been baptized, you need to be. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. You got to have a second birthday. If you're born twice, you die once. But if you're born once, you die twice. Are y'all getting that? I think I said something right there. Can I say it again? If you're born once, you will die twice. Why? Because you will die the physical death and the second death. But if you're born twice, born physically, and you're born again, you will only die once. That'll be physical death, because Jesus said, if you believe in me, you'll never die. Is that all right? So I'm telling you, the most important birthday, you hadn't been baptized, what you waiting on? What you waiting on the stars to tell you? You think Pisces going to tell you? You think Abigail Van Buren gonna tell you? You think Gene Dixon gonna tell you? I'm telling you, it's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Is that all right? And the most important day of your life is the day you're born. And you know, as I conclude, that's why I'm sad, yet I'm happy for my brother. He found the truth. Amen. And sometimes people look in the truth every day and go the other way. Zig Ziglar put it this way. He said, truth may be denied, but it will never be avoided. I think that's true. You can deny it, but you can't avoid it. So how do I connect with the cross? Here it is. You hear the gospel. How Christ died for your sins. He died for your sins. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes you can be healed. The stars ain't gonna save you, but the cross will. Is that all right? You believe that with all of your heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died in my place. You repent of your sins. Acts 17:30. At the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. You confess, as the old preachers used to say, Brother Sperling, the sweetest name to fall from mortal tongue. That's the name of Jesus. And you're baptized, you're immersed in water. Paul said, I wanted y'all to really understand what the death of Christ is all about. I wish this morning we could say happy birthday to somebody. Did you hear what I said? I wish this morning somebody would be born again. Yes, sir. I wish this morning we could say happy birthday. Amen. to you. And I don't mean a physical birthday, but I mean your spiritual birthday. When you go down in the water. Brother Ron, somebody said concerning the plan of salvation, God the Father wrought it. Jesus Christ brought it. The Holy Ghost taught it. And thank God my soul caught it. Is that all right? Oh, I wish somebody would say, hey, Brother Moss, I know is not in the stars. I'm about to say good morning to y'all. Is that all right? Oh, we still got time. But Sister Spurgeon, I'm about to say good morning. And as I go to my seat, somebody ought to say this morning, I know is not in the stars, but is in the cross. I'm not looking to the stars to know how to order my steps. But I'm looking to Jesus Christ. Is that all right? I'm not looking to the stars to know what I must do in order to be saved. Is that all right? But I'm looking to the man who is the bright and the morning star. I'm looking to the man who is the day star of eternal hope. Is that all right? I'm looking to the man whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Is that all right? I'm looking to the man whose name is Jesus. He's a sure foundation. He's the rock of my salvation. Is that all right? He is the one. Is that all right? I'm not looking to the stars. I'm looking to the cross. Because on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. It is the emblem of suffering and shame. Is that all right? And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Is that all right? So I will cling, great God Almighty, to the old rugged cross. Is that all right? Till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for a crown. Is that all right? I'm not looking at the stars. I'm looking to the cross. Is that all right? For at the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now, great God Almighty, I'm happy all the day. Is that all right? I'm not looking at the stars, y'all. I'm about to get happy. I'm looking to the cross. Is that all right? Oh, somebody said Longfellow could take a worthless sheet of paper, write a poem on it and make it worth $6,000. That's genius. Is that all right? Oh, somebody said Bill Gates could take a sheet of paper, sign his name on it, and make it worth $1 billion. That's capital. Is that all right? Oh, somebody said Uncle Sam could take a piece of silver and stamp his emblem on it and make it worth $1. That's money. Is that all right? Yeah, somebody said a mechanic can take a $5 piece of metal, work on it, and make it worth $50. That's skill. Is that all right? Yeah, somebody said an artist can take a 50 cent sheet of canvas and paint a picture on it and make it worth $1,000. That's art. Is that all right? But oh, only God can take a worthless life and a sinful life and a lost life and a messed up life and wash it in the blood of the Lamb and make it a blessing to humanity. That's salvation. Is that all right? Somebody need to preach Christ and him crucified. Is that all right? Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Is that all right? Christ died for my salvation. He was raised for my justification. Is that all right? Somebody last ought to preach Christ this morning. And when you do, you'll say that God brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Somebody need to preach. I'm about to get happy. Somebody need to preach that God will make you well-pleasing in his sight, working that which is in you through Christ Jesus. Our Lord, can't nobody do me. like Jesus. Oh, I wish this morning, would you stand? That's the message. I wish this morning we could say happy birthday to you. Because I'm not looking to the stars. I'm looking to the cross. Don't you be saying Sagittarius, Virgo, maybe Scorpio. And even if you Aquarius, Wes, he told that girl, I'm still, Justin. Oh, I'm still in love with you, but you got to look beyond that. Is that all right? Amen. Because things change, but the cross doesn't change. Oh, thank you, Sister Ryan, for setting up the table. Because we go back to the cross. All the bread represents his broken body. And the cup represents his shed blood. Every Sunday we proclaim his death until he comes. We don't just take up money in the Church of Christ and don't have the communion. You go to some churches, they take up collection every Sunday. They have communion every once in a while. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Ain't but one church. And that's the one you can read about. So I want to ask, is it anybody we can say happy birthday? Anybody want to be baptized this morning? You know you need to be. You know you need to be. You got the courage Brother Harris talked about when he was in Vietnam. He talked about a firefight. Y'all know what a firefight is? When they shooting at each other, trying to kill each other. He said, the man said, did y'all run? Harris said, no, we didn't run. We ain't never run. We tried to overwhelm the enemy with more firepower than they had. Now, if you're going to be a Christian, at some point, you got to get some courage. Amen. Huh? But what the folks going to say? They going to talk about you anyway. What the folks going to say? They already talking about you. Amen. Hey, Howard told me if they ain't talking about him, he started a rumor. How crazy that boy was. He started a rumor. They talking about you anyway. So why don't you come on down here to Al? Yes, sir. Or we can say happy birthday to you. Because it ain't in the stars. It's in the cross. Amen. Amen. So if you're here, we're going to sing an invitation song just for you. We're singing this song for you, really. This is a song of encouragement. Amen. Don't pick up the song, but just come on down to Al. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And let this be your birthday. You know you want to. And the devil saying, no, not today. But procrastination will mess up your life. Hesitation will mess up your life. Vacillation will mess up your life. That's why what you can do right in the Bible. So the day you hear God's voice, what should you do? Harden not your heart. When you hear, and you've heard God's voice this morning. God has told you, it's not in the stars. Come on down, my brother. It's not in the stars. Praise God. Amen. Say, amen. It's not in the stars. Oh, yeah. It's in the cross. I believe we got another one. Amen. Amen. It's not in the stars. It's in the cross. Brother, you get ready, bro. It's not in the stars. Where is it, church? Say it again. It's not in the stars. Where is it? It's in the cross. So why don't you come on down like Marcus did and give your life to Jesus. You know you need to come. We're going to sing this song just for you. I don't fear no waste time, Lord. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would say, it may be in that room right there. He brought me this far to leave.